At 6:06, it is partly clear, 37 degrees in Tulsa. We will warm to only 49 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, this is Cyber Monday. It is the biggest day of the year for internet sales. But if you buy online, remember, you still owe the state sales tax.
In Oklahoma, as in many states that have sales tax, they also have a tax on internet sales. If the company that you purchase from does not charge you sales tax on your ticket, that falls on the consumer to pay that tax.
Now, that is Paula Ross with the Oklahoma Tax Commission. She says you can go online and pay it or wait and claim it on your income tax. Expect tax reform to be a hot issue again at the state legislature. Last session, it was hotly debated, but in the end, nothing changed. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman admits it is a difficult dance.
Looking at ways to reduce the tax burden on the taxpayers, but being responsible how we do that.
He still feels the best way to do it is to trim tax credits. Last session, Governor Fallon proposed eliminating the state income tax. Authorities in Tulsa say more than 140 violent gang members were taken off the streets during a recent sweep. Officials say they also recovered 29 guns, $20,000 in cash, and more than $22,000 in cocaine and other drugs during the operation, which ran from August to October. Prosecutors today are expected to ask for another delay in the arraignment of two men charged with the Good Friday shootings in Tulsa. Marshall Stewart has our preview story this morning.
The district attorney's office is still evaluating the possibility of pursuing the death penalty in the case. So the judge will be asked for a postponement. The request is for additional time to decide about a bill of particulars. That's a document that lists aggravating circumstances which could support a death penalty request. Arraignments for Jacob England and Alvin Lee Watts are scheduled for today. They're charged with shooting five black people in North Tulsa on Good Friday. Three of those victims died. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Four people are killed in a car crash in Ottawa County. It happened late yesterday afternoon on Highway 60 between Wyandotte and Seneca, Missouri. Three of the four killed were from Texas. Governor Fallon could still opt in to expanding Medicaid benefits under the Affordable Care Act, despite voicing her intention not to do so. David Blatt with the Oklahoma Policy Institute says Oklahomans will be paying federal taxes into the expansion in other states.
The question we ask is, do we want our dollars to provide health services to residents of California and New Mexico, or do we want those dollars to provide health care for Oklahomans?
The Policy Institute is facilitating a letter-writing campaign to Oklahoma's top officials to get the decision reversed. Producers trying to recover oil and natural gas from the dense Mississippi lime formation and other fields in northwest Oklahoma and western Kansas are dealing with insufficient access to electricity. Oil companies can use electric generators to drill and complete wells there, but the Oklahoman reports the pumps needed to suck the oil to the surface require vast amounts of power. A utility is building 135 miles of new transmission lines in northern Oklahoma to meet some of the sudden new power needs. Our weather forecast, mostly cloudy and cool today. We will have a high of 49. Tonight, the clouds clear out, and it will be cold. 26 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine but chilly, a high of 49. And on Wednesday, sunny and warmer with a high of 61. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it's partly clear and 37. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.